On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And good morning. We are... It's Tuesday, right? I'm so lost with the holiday. It's so funny how just a Thanksgiving holiday can completely whack you out. It is Tuesday, November 30th, last day of the month, and we are joined by our guest today, Amanda Furlong. She's the office administrator at Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. Good morning.
Hi.
You can pull that microphone a little closer to you. So, welcome. You've been there since 2019, and you are, as we were talking off the air, you really enjoy what you're doing for SRI. For folks who don't know what SRI is, just let's start with that. Explain.
Yeah. So at SRI, you know, we're trying to better Sunbury in a lot of different ways. We have community events. We do small business grants for our businesses. We are right now, we have the Albright Center, which I don't know if people are familiar with that. That is our biggest pet project here. We are trying to make that an like a regional arts and entertainment center and just kind of provide things for Sunbury and do things that you know, better everybody as a whole. There's a lot to do and it's a big undertaking and we're just a small chunk of what everybody's trying to do.
Yeah, that's a great, great project that you've been working on. But today we're going to focus on late shoppers night. And, you know, I'm not from this area originally. So when I first moved here, like 15 years ago, actually, gosh, it's been 20. It's hard to believe. Like 20 years ago when I moved here, I thought this was such a cool concept because there's, you know, when you live in a big city like I used to, there's just the big box stores where you're going shopping. And this late shoppers night really focuses on small businesses. And, you know, that really helps cities thrive. So the idea behind late shoppers night is to really draw attention to our small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my third late night shoppers. And I have friends from out of town actually tell me that they look forward to Sunbury's late night shoppers every year. It's a great focus on the businesses. So we promote things, we do carriage rides, we do store specials, we organize a raffle with the businesses, and it gets people out and it gets them going into stores that they may not have gone in before. A lot of stores are doing their own kind of in-store promotions and events and little things like that. And it gets you in when you may not have thought about going in a store before.
And they're pretty spread out, so you know you might not have seen one of them. If you know you're going down Market Street quickly, you might not have noticed that there's a new business there,
right,
or and what exactly they do there.
Yeah.
So this Thursday is late shoppers night in Sunbury, and it is from 5 to 9.
Yep.
December 2nd, this Thursday. So we have a little list of the things that are going on. Talk a little bit about the warming station and raffle tickets that are going on.
Sure. So being in the Albright Center, it's at the corner of 5th and Chestnut, we have a renovated banquet room downstairs. So it's an old church, and we've renovated the banquet room for rentals, and we decided that it would be a great place to have our SRI headquarters for the night, since we're not a storefront or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to bring in Wake and Wire Coffee to sell coffee and hot chocolate. The Sunbury Moose is going to come sell soup, and it'll just be kind of a place to start and end your shopping. The raffle prizes were donated by local businesses, and we do a passport game, which I think is unique for the area.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses participate. You get a passport sheet. I'll put it online, or you can stop by the Albright and get it before you start shopping. And you go into participating stores, and they'll sticker your passport. And depending on how many stickers you get, how many businesses you visit, depends on how many raffle tickets you get. And one thing we added last year with COVID, because we kind of switched things up a little bit, is if you make a purchase at a participating business, get a receipt, and that receipt is good for a raffle ticket as well. So it kind of promotes getting in and actually shopping, doing your Christmas shopping there, or buying something for yourself. But if you get a receipt, you know, and do the passport game, you'll get raffle tickets to win a bunch of great prizes that all these businesses have donated to us.
Okay. So you get your raffle tickets there at the warming station.
Yep, at the Albright Center.
At the Albright Center for the Arts. The free horse-drawn carriage rides around Cameron Park are always a big attraction.
Yes, yes. People love those.
And that's from 5 to 8 p.m. Then also, you have a chance to visit with Santa.
Yep, yep. The Santa House will be open.
Okay, and that's right in Cameron Park?
Yep, that's
okay.
Right at the end of Cameron Park. So you'll actually load on the carriage right near the Santa House. So
okay.
It's all kind of down there.
And that'll be from 5 to 7:30. The Artist Studio Open House is also at the Albright Center.
Yes, we have a resident artist. He's been there since we've been there in 2019, and he does phenomenal work, and he has decided to open his studio for the evening so that people can wander up and see his work and talk to him about what he does. So that'll be open as well. So that's part of the warming station. We're all in one building.
And if you're hungry, there's cookies and hot chocolate as well.
Oh, yes. Lots of cookies and hot chocolate everywhere.
And that is donated by Burger King. And the hot chocolate is from State Farm?
Yep, from Chris Reese State Farm. They're going to be set up in the park.
Cameron Park as well. So
yep.
A lot of the activities are in Cameron Park and at the Albright Center.
Yep,
those are
which
like,
kind of sandwiches everything.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, the end of town with Cameron Park, and then you have us at the top of town, so.
Wonderful. And some of the raffle prizes are fun. You get a gift certificate or a bar of artisan soap for each month of the year from Driftwood and Sage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really nice prize. Now, there are so many businesses that have signed up, 30 total, but a lot of these are, some of them are new over the past year that a lot of people probably haven't had a chance to visit yet.
Yeah, we've had a lot of new businesses open. People are focused on this year, but last year during COVID, we had quite a few open too. You know, people plan to open businesses and don't think about pandemics, so they still opened and they've done very well. But we have restaurants and stores that are opening. We have Driftwood and Sage. We have the Robin's Nest family restaurant that went into the Edison Hotel. Just a bunch of different things. Some stores have moved around storefronts, so they're still in Sunbury, but they've moved different places. So there's just a lot. If you came to Late Night Shoppers last year, mm-hmm. There's a whole lot more this year. There's, you know, a different layout of town, more businesses.
Wonderful. And so where do you pick up that passport?
Chris Reese is going to have them at the park at Cameron Park, so you can start down that way. I will have them at the Albright. You can start there if you want to get your coffee from Wake and Wire and start your shopping. You can get them there. I will also post them on our Facebook event and on our Facebook page that you can print them on your own if you want to print and start wherever.
Okay, so how do we reach that Facebook page?
Facebook page is Facebook.com/ Sunbury's Revitalization.
Okay, Sunbury's Revitalization.
Yeah.
Okay, and we are talking with Amanda Furlong, and she is with SRI. I'm sure you're very grateful to all the businesses that are participating, and that you had indicated they do a lot of different specials, and, you know, it seems like everyone comes together for this event.
It really is. I don't want to be biased, but it's sounding like it's starting to shape up to be one of the best ones. The goal is to get people in the stores, and it's always nice when you have stores who take the event and make it their own and kind of go above and beyond. So, you know, there's a bunch of stores who not only have they registered with us that, hey, I'll do this for you, they're also doing their own specials. The Sunbury Station's bringing in a coffee truck, and I know that there's a store that might have like a 2 or 3 piece band play in there, and so they're participating and they're going above and beyond to mm-hmm. make it a really special night for people and make it an all-inclusive. You know, you're not going to come for 5 minutes and take a lap and be like, oh, this was short. You're going to be there for a while experiencing everything that people have done to put on.
A good night for the whole family, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in. This is really exciting. I think for me, the holidays feel better this year because last year it was right around Thanksgiving when the whole world closed. And so it's really probably wonderful for these businesses to have, you know, folks coming back out, coming and visiting their stores locally.
Yep. And I will end with the thought that I've had this whole time. You hear about the supply chain problems and everything. You know, you'll hear it all the time, shop local. You can walk into a store right now. They're going to have products on the shelf. You can get your Christmas shopping done or whatnot. Don't rely on the online things that may not get to you by Christmas. Walk into a store, you know, they have it. You can get it, you can wrap it, you can put it in your closet and be done. So.
Yep. And I've often found that even though my kids give me a list, I'll find something in a local store that they may not have even thought of, and it might be their favorite gift. So.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda. We really appreciate it. Again, what is the website for SRI?
Well, the website is actually currently under construction.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. We had an issue. You know, technology is great when it works and when it doesn't. We're rebuilding our website as we speak, but it is www.sunburyrevitalization.org. So,
but for now, focus on Facebook,
right? For now, focus on Facebook. Check back in a couple days. We're working really hard. My executive director is working really hard to get that up.
Okay. And who is your executive director?
Our executive director is Sierra Woodling. She is actually back. She left us for about a year, and she is back. So
wonderful.
Yes.
Well, congrats to all of the hard work you're doing, both at the Albright Center and across the city. We appreciate all your efforts. And thanks for coming in. You're listening to WKOK Sunrise, and we will have more local news on the way.